This is day 23, and today's devotional is titled, What Do They Have That I Don't Have? By Troy Wierman. But first, let's praise the Lord.
Over wrongs I've done, over my distress, over fears I've held, You have spoken. Over suffering, over past regret, over sin's disease, You have spoken. All these things will fall, gone once and for all, when You say,
it is better.
Matthew 5:14 through 16 says, here's another way to put it. You're here to be a light, bringing out the God colors in the world. God is not a secret to be kept. We're going public with this, as public as a city on a hill. If I make you light bearers, you don't think I'm going to hide you under a bucket, do you? I'm putting you on a light stand. Now that I've put you there on a hilltop, on a light stand, shine. Keep open house. Be generous with your lives. By opening up to others, you'll prompt people to open up with God, this generous Father in heaven. It was a beautiful day at a village in the highlands of Guatemala. Gateway Children's Ministry and the medical teams were busy serving residents inside a local school as construction teams spruced up the walls with new paint. Though it was at the end of a physically demanding day, laughter, smiles, and children's worship music saturated the atmosphere. The founder of the local ministry we were serving grabbed my hand and dragged me to the other side of the courtyard. She took me to an indigenous pastor who was ministering to the residents waiting to see the medical team. I could see he was lovingly praying for and sharing the gospel with people. He proceeded to tell me the story of how he became a pastor. 5 years earlier, he was an alcoholic and worshipped false gods of the Mayan religion. While stumbling through the streets, he noticed unusual activity at the school. Peering from outside the fence into the courtyard, he saw a group of foreign missionaries genuinely caring for and loving the people of his village. At that moment, he thought, "Why are these people helping my friends with such joy? What do they have that I don't have?" The way they were ministering to his friends, showing God's light, prompted him to enter the courtyard that day. That's when he discovered what they had was a relationship with the one true God, and that was missing in his life. He ended his story in tears, sharing with us that he recognized several of the Gateway team members as the same people he watched through the fence 5 years ago. In the book Lifestyle Evangelism by Joe Aldrich, an evangelistic lifestyle calls Christians to live an attractive, winsome, holy life that captures the attention of neighbors and co-workers to earn a chance to share the gospel. Living an evangelistic lifestyle makes it easy and natural to form relationships with people that open the door to conversations about what Jesus has done in your life and can do in theirs. To paraphrase Matthew 5:15 and 16, be a light in your community to attract people. You don't have to live in a foreign country to live evangelistically. In your everyday life, always be ready to give an encouraging word, lend a helping hand, show a smile, and comfort others. When you do these things to glorify God and not yourself, you're playing a part in fulfilling the Great Commission. I challenge you to tell others about the good news of Jesus and live as He lived, filled with the fruit of the Holy Spirit. This is how we can truly live a life of evangelism. Let's pray. Holy Spirit, would you saturate every situation in our life in a way that attracts others to you? Would you give us words to draw people to you and that glorify your name? And would you tap us on the shoulder when we can give you glory in a certain situation by telling a story, sharing the light that you put into our life that others might be drawn to you? Lord, I ask you to help us be the light bearers that you would desire to others around us. In Jesus' name, amen. Our scripture for memory today is John 15:12-13. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. John 15:12-13. Let's say that again. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. John 15:12-13. One more time. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. John 15:12-13. All right. Great job. Let's go out today and let our light shine.